what you want to talk about here, Chuck, we better take up before we call anybody or anything else, because if this...
If you allow, I would like to present the idea. It's a huge thing.
Wait just a minute until we go.
Okay, we're...
Are we live yet?
We are, but I'm not sure if we're on the internet yet, but that's a different problem. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to solve it.
Quorum being present, the summer BOE will come to order.
Bob, do you know, can I ask, is Jim coming or?
Yeah, I mean, he was delayed by someone in the hallway, okay. And I expected him with, right behind me. I went to get him, basically.
I was going to ask on these minutes, or are we going to make a motion to approve these minutes before the meeting starts?
I think because of our timing, we better hold off until we get a break.
Oh, okay.
Well, we got to read the first couple of pages. Have you?
I went through.
I think you're okay. Are you thinking all right?
The only thing that we talked about doing, Danny was here when Dr. Rose suggested that on all of the Oakmont ones in there, that we precede the motion with the phrase, upon the assessor's recommendation, Danny Strahan moved that the property be put at the 08 level minus 6%. And that way it shows that we just didn't do it arbitrarily. It was upon the, you know, it should say upon the recommendation of the assessor. And that doesn't change the motion, so it doesn't require a vote. It's just that we all agree that just add that phrase, you know, at the first of it.
Cindy, so ordered. Okay. Chuck, you?
Yes, sir.
Chuck has asked for the floor for a discussion of the statement that was handed to him.
Let me read the statement to start with. Give you all a copy. It says, move that all real property values be set no higher than the 2008 values. If values set by the assessor for 2009 are lower than those of 2008, they shall be set at that level. All new construction for 2009 shall be set at the assessor's value. Also request that if the assessor has knowledge of certain properties, and I probably should add that this action would affect, that we should review before making this action that he would present them to us first. I need to reword that sentence. But what I'm trying to say in that last sentence is if the assessor knows that there's properties out there that were adjusted up in value that were just errors that you know of, we should look at those individually.
What is the purpose of this?
The purpose of this is I believe that there's evidence that, well, let me back up. The purpose that I understand of this board is to equalize values. And we've been talking about that since we began meeting. There's been all kinds of issues. And how do we do this? And yesterday at our state tax commission, Mr. Stroff has asked the state tax commission, well, how do we handle this? And they can't answer us.
Their answer was equalize.
Equalize. So our responsibility, according to Paulson, according to the state tax commission, is to do what we can do to equalize values. And we're very limited. I mean, we know that. It takes the assessor every how long it takes them, a year or whatever, with a big staff to do a reassessment. I believe, maybe I'm wrong, but my belief is that what we've seen so far in this Board of Equalization is evidence, that there is evidence that if we move forward with the values, that we're not going to be equal. The values are not going to be equal in the county. and everybody knows that it's impossible to be perfect. I'm not saying that we're going to be perfect. But we've seen values raised on Danny Como Terrace, condos in general, up to 50%, 20%, 40%. Dr. Rose has mentioned numerous times that his went up 40-some percent. If you look back, the last reassessment 2 years ago, those properties went up 6% because there was across the board, all structures went up 6% when James changed the index from 190 to 202.
Mine went up 32% 2 years ago.
On top, yes. So anyway, I don't think, and I have shared this with the State Tax Commission, Jim, Bob, and James has all heard this yesterday, but I don't see how we as a Board of Equalization, with the information that we have, can move forward with this idea. And it's not a brand new idea. I've been thinking about it. I've mentioned it to Mr. Paulson. I touched base with Dr. Hyder. Didn't have a long conversation. In fact, the day I ended up in the hospital, we had a meeting that day, and so I didn't get to meet with him. But I did visit with him briefly about my idea, and we didn't delve into it. I really don't know how they would look at it. My suggestion would be if there was a second to this motion and it was to move forward, that we call as quick as we could get a meeting with all the taxing entities, schools, fire departments, health department, and say, this is what we're looking at doing, and what do you think? Now, I say that out of courtesy. I don't think that's our responsibility any more than taxes or James' responsibility. His responsibility and this board's responsibility, in my eyes, is to do the best job we can at assessing property, and that's it. How it affects the schools and those other entities, we care about them. And just out of courtesy, and also maybe they see something that I'm not seeing, then a meeting with them might be a positive thing.
My only comment on that is I don't feel that the 2008 level is equal. So therefore, I mean, if we're equalizing taxes, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that, you know, there's still going to be real variances there.
And I don't disagree.
So,
but thank you for saying that, if I can interrupt, because, I mean, everybody knows we're in a lawsuit, still waiting to find out what happened with the State Tax Commission. No two ways about it. They think that the Haney County is way offline. That's why we're in the lawsuit. So that agrees with what you've said. But for us to add such high percentages on certain properties, and as we've gone through this process so far, I think it's very evident there's certain groups of properties that seem to be affected much different from the rest of the properties. And knowing that, for us to go forward, that's where I'm coming from.
The question is very strong in my mind as to what this would have done if we're told we're already too low, and then to go back to that level across the board.
Now, just to clarify, they're not saying we're too low. They're just saying that they're not equal. James, am I correct? They're not saying you're low in everything.
They actually picked out a particular group of houses, if you'll remember.
Right.
They have been riding that issue for the last 3 years, a particular group
of houses. Right, so it's not that we're too low. The State Tax Commission doesn't say we're too low in all classifications.
What group? I mean, it was
70s built houses.
70s?
And earlier. They've quoted that many times, that's the group they want to come in.
And focus on.
Nothing to do. I don't believe the word condo came up other than us talking about the increased value. I don't believe in the past condos have not come up. The only thing that had come up in their focus group and yesterday, Mr. Epperson referenced residential property, and he wasn't the least bit interested in commercial. He made that statement yesterday.
Yeah.
Sure. And we're looking at index increases that affects both.
There was, I asked, there was some, I think we had a very good conversation. Asked some hard questions, and one question I asked him was, in the lawsuit, it was said that we don't, they, State Tax Commission, don't think a across-the-board tax increase will solve the problem. It needs to be a complete reassessment, residential, as James mentioned. And they gave us a plan. James signed it. The commission hasn't looked at doing that yet. But they're not saying, to answer Dave's question, or Jim, whoever, they're not saying that we're wrong 100%. They're just saying that we need to do a complete reassessment, and they're not satisfied with what the assessor's done.
And the argument that has been brought up, I guess, that I'm hearing, we've heard of some cases, is uniformity. You know, and then there's, you know, but...
Yeah, they set an index rate that increased the values of the property across the board would not solve any potential equalization problem, which they see to exist.
And I said, folks, we were here 3 years ago, or not here, but at the Lake of the Ozarks, we sat down and met with them, and they were wanting James, if I got the right number, to do a 212 increase. Ended up he did a 202 increase, index increase. And I said, well, 3 years ago you were fussing with us that that's what we needed to do to correct our problem, but now you're saying that's not it. And they said, yeah, I see your point, but that was the best thing we could come up with at that time, or something to that effect.
But their evidence of non-equalization was based upon the old values, and to go back to those, Dave's point is that... those aren't equal either, and BOE's job is to set at true market values of January 1, 2009 and to equalize. They did say that equalizing was the most important thing over true market value. I suggested to them that the statute says we can lower down those that aren't, even if they're correct, to try to equalize, and Randy Turley said, yes, that's what the statute says, but everybody there was suggesting, rather than do that, to raise up the values that are understated, but not to lower those values that are correct. But anyway, I think that's an accurate...
And again, we talked again and again, and everybody recognizes, or maybe I shouldn't say everybody, but many recognize that it's not going to be equal. There wouldn't be inaccuracies. But when we ask them, how do you do it? The only answer they gave us, again, is you're to be equal. That's your problem, it's not ours. And they didn't say it that way, but that's what it amounts to. It's our problem to come up with an equal assessment. And for us to add the values that we're seeing on the properties we've seen to this BOE is going to make it worse instead of better, in my opinion.
Well, I don't think that it's possible for this Board of Equalization to equalize taxes across the board. I mean, we've got to hear the ones that don't think they are equalized and try to work on those, but I think it's the assessor's office responsibility to, as accurately as possible, it's never going to be 100%, but what we're for is the ones that, you know, if there's 10 houses in a neighborhood that are all just alike and have, you know, two of them have way different values than the others, then that's the ones that come before us. But for us to say that we need to go into a whole neighborhood, which we talked about here, and as a Board of Equalization, we don't have the knowledge to do that.
The point made yesterday was that the Board of Equalization, there were three things. I might have made the point they agreed with it, that the BOE does not have the time, nor do they have the knowledge, nor do they have the resources to do a complete reassessment of the county.
Right.
And Dave, to what you said, I feel like gives credence to this idea is because what we've seen in this BOE, for the most part, are condos that have been upped these huge amounts. And so for what we've got to work with, this is a good idea. I hope it is, if it is.
I'm not opposed to it at all. I'm just, my question is, how do we, I mean, what does the commission set as a charge to how they're going to go out and do this? I mean, I thought that's what happened every 2 years was all the properties in the county were looked at and tried to be brought up to equal every 2 years. And,
I didn't make copies of this plan that they gave us yesterday. Again, James has signed it, and they, the State Tax Commission, want to come down and, so to speak, the way I heard them, lead the assessor to do another reassessment, what the maps do.
They actually want to come down and test again. They were pretty emphatic that they would be testing what I have done the same way as they've tested in the past, except they wanted to use 2009 reassessment values to be tested here in the fall of 2009 to see where the level, at this point, they don't even know themselves where the level of assessment for Taney County is with the downturn in the economy and the 2009 reassessment cycle. And they, I believe, expressed that, yes, there was a problem, but they couldn't identify it, other than being, they believed, somewhere in residential properties. So for them, they're not even on the wavelength of this Board of Equalization that there might be huge problems out there. They are pretty positive there is specific problems out there. Am I telling you? Is that what you guys specifically heard?
Well, what I've heard through the whole thing is that they think that the basically single-family homes that are older, that were built prior to the Branson boom, are not being assessed as high as their true value, and therefore they're not paying their fair share of taxes, according to the State Tax Commission. And what they want to do is raise those values up so that the tax burden is shifted to a certain extent onto those people, as it should have been all along in their opinion.
Right, and these were simply tests of 35 properties. And I believe if you wrote, this rollback is not a new idea. This was presented to our legislators this year, and they refused it. They seen what kind of mess that it would make if you tried to, as the state said yesterday, you don't step back, you step forward continually in the reassessment process.
And I disagreed with that statement, because they're saying that even if they reassess in 2010, like a suggestion, they're not going to go back to values. That's what I read into that statement, as saying no matter what the economy's doing, they are not. They said it more than once. We don't go backwards. We only go forward.
But the legislators
not going backwards. I'm saying it stays the same.
It'll drop your ratio back. I think the last one they ran was ridiculously low, and it will drop it ridiculously lower.
Can I ask a question? Do we have people that were scheduled for certain times that would be expecting us to call?
Yes. But the point was, with something as important as this, if something like this should be adopted, it would make a great deal of difference what we talked about to that person. So that's the reason I thought we had to take at least some time here.
Well, should we just have Cindy make a phone call and tell him to delay him?
This first one's a simple no-brainer.
But if we make this decision today, then there's no sense hearing.
That's commercial arrest.
But, I mean, 90% of the cases we've got over the next couple of weeks is...
Yeah, now, that I'm a little confused on that statement also. I've been sitting here defending values, and I don't remember it being a majority of condominiums. I remember it being houses on Table Rock, houses on Taney Como, lots of residential values other than just saying this whole BOEs about condominiums, and I'm afraid that's the impression we're putting out there. That the condominiums are the...
Let me clarify. Good point. The huge increases seem to be all on condominiums, with maybe an exception or two. The 20, 40, 50% increases seem to be all condos. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's
the Branson Hills and all that is residential lands. A lot of these is within lands.
Is that new, though? First time?
First time world here, yeah.
Well, but how long have they been on there? They were on there last year.
We put them on in 08.
Yeah.
This is their first opportunity to come in and really argue the value. But that's a little, I think, now it may turn out to be more condominiums when we go, but if you look up there right now on that list for today, there's probably not six condominiums. And we've got, I don't know, 15 in front of us. So I think we're laying a way too much effort here toward condominiums as being a single issue that we need to get corrected, because I've not seen that to this point. And the wrong message may be going out.
There was a statement made last week by the assessor that 20% of the condos was all that was changed. Is that right?
Let me tell you what it is, and I'll reiterate. 3,500 condos out of 44,000 properties got changed. There's over 5,000 condos in Payne County. So we've been seeing statements about blanket this, blanket that. When I was growing up and in school, when you blanketed something, you did the whole thing. But that proves the point right there, 3,500, and there's over almost 5,500 condos. So I'm just...
Over half.
Over half. Yeah, that would be a pretty good statement other than that.
Jim, can you give us an example? We've heard of supposedly Point Royal and Lakewood and Tanico Terrace have had bunches of people who thought they were... What are some of them that didn't go up?
There was some in the Fall Creek. Not all Fall Creeks went up, just portions that we had the sales in, and then you know about that Fall Creek, there's five or six different layers of styles of condos. There were many condos. Oak, whatever this is out here, Dave, the condos by McDonald's. Though there's two or three sets of them around, they didn't go up because the sales didn't reflect it. There's many condos that did not go up in Taney County.
As legal counsel to the board, I just tell you that the BOE's job is to set the values at true market. There's two prongs. Set it at market value as of January 1st, 2009, true value in money, and to equalize values. Those are your duties. Those are the things that you swore to do.
What is, if you had to choose one, which one's first?
Equalizing is the most important, but they're both important.
Equally important. Okay.
I think I heard up there yesterday, and I think everybody with me heard this, that the board's job is to hear the case before you and try to equalize with their properties that they've brought as evidence to show you their value was not correct. I think you've seen Mr. Davis go, if they don't come and complain before you, you really don't have a right to hear them.
Actually, I think he said, he didn't say right, but he said you really shouldn't stay focused on it. Focus on what's before you, and if you see a house next to it, really we aren't supposed to spend our energies on looking at that neighboring house.
Well, that's a statement we made the other day. I mean, you know, we're trying
to... But they're going to. But they say that the assessors should go out and reevaluate and then send a letter of increase, a notice of increase to come before the BOE if something's brought up.
And Mr. Ordway was sitting there, and he said that when he was assessor, what they'd do is they'd tell the assessor, why don't you go out and look at this neighborhood if it appeared to be out of whack and bring it in, and maybe they'd correct it. But usually what they'd do is they'd bring it to the assessor's attention that that neighborhood needs some attention before we have a BOE next time. We expect it not to be a problem. So, I mean, that's the way at least he said that.
It sounded like they were saying don't raise it.
That's the way that Mr. Ordway had to do it. He had to go out and redo some stuff on suggestion of a board organization. I remember that.
I think it's one thing that's bothered all of us on the board has been the fact that we've had this feeling that property values have not gone up in the last year or so. We're caught with this depression thing, and they've gone down. Not as bad as California or places like that. I don't think we're hurt that bad as California or Phoenix or some of the ones where the property values have plunged 40-50%. But I think I've had the feeling, and I think you have too, that we all feel a little guilty when we find like one of these, somebody who paid $110,000 for a lot, and they haven't been able to sell it, they can't even get anybody to go look at it at that price, that we know in our own mind, but we don't have the evidence, since there's no track record of them being sold for anything, we feel we can't take them down because we don't have the evidence.
You can't do anything without evidence. You have to have evidence to take action.
Yeah.
That's why they request the assessor to go back out. Because that gentleman the other day said my neighbor's house over $750,000. He didn't present no evidence that it did, and it might, that might be hearsay.
What's your opinion, Mr.
We know they don't always tell us the same thing.
What evidence is 2007 anymore?
I think I heard, what is my comments on this? It would impact the schools. Obviously, this other thing is, I believe Chuck brought this up in front of the commission yesterday, and they suggested not to do this. Is that correct?
The way I heard it, yes.
Okay.
What I heard him say was, it's your responsibility.
They did say that over and over. Let me preface my statement is, they were not going to make a statement that was outside the statute, and they kept on saying, your job is to equalize. And uniformity is number one. And your job is to hear the cases that come before you. And if you notice something, get the assessor back involved, and he can do his own field research. But you hear the case in front of you. Your job is to equalize. And number one job is uniformity. But then they kind of, I think there was a smirk like, there's not going to be, you can't do uniformity in Taney County because it's all messed up. Because
some gentleman made the comment yesterday that if the assessor makes an attempt at reassessment, that's what his obligation is. If he doesn't get done, if there's errors involved, but you have to make an attempt at reassessment. The reason I'm disagreeing a little bit with what's trying to be put over here is if you didn't like the assessment, this board could shun their duty and just say, go reassess it. You guys could say that at the beginning of BOE. Now, yes, that's a little far-fetched, but not in the condition we are in right now. If somebody didn't like me, didn't like the values that's coming on, and could talk a couple of votes in, the BOEs of this state could keep the assessor reassessing always.
Well, and that I brought that question up, by the way, yesterday. Because they had the state tax commission had given us some criticism to the commission, saying we haven't done all of our jobs as the three commissioners, and so I said, you know, and that was my statement was, what are the duties besides budgetary and BOE duties? What else am I not doing? And I said, are you expecting the BOE to issue James to go out and reassess the entire county? And they said, heavens, no, don't do that. So is that not what they said? Okay. Well, it was a very candid conversation we had with them, but once again, their statement was uniformity and equalization and hear the cases in front of you.
And it's a requirement for reassessment, is that correct? And if we go back to 2007, in effect, we're saying there is no reassessment. We're going with the 2007 values.
Minus adding the net new, though, that would be the reassessment part.
Yeah. But if a person comes in here and says, my taxes are too high, and here's what I feel, and he doesn't present enough evidence on his house, but he can show that five houses in his neighborhood are all in the same price range, but there is no sales history on them because they haven't sold, you know, but they're way lower. How can we equalize? because he has not presented evidence to lower his.
We're in a difficult situation because, you know, state tax commission wants everyone to pay their fair share of the tax. That's the whole purpose is. And that's why they say uniformity is more important. At least everyone's paying their fair share. It may be 50% across the board, but at least everyone's paying their fair share. And that's their biggest beef, is that's not happening in some minor subclasses. And once again, defending James a little bit, they're not picking on every class. They're specifically picking a very specific subclass that's saying that it's...
And reading between the lines, they said we could raise those up on the other five homes, give them notice and have them come in and basically present evidence why they shouldn't be at that level. But they, reading between the lines, they suggested probably not a great idea to do that. Have the assessor go out and equalize that neighborhood for the next time.
Yeah, I mean, the Board of Equalization has not got the capabilities of going out and reviewing those other houses. That's not our job, and that's not, you know, possible for us to have the knowledge and the information available to go out and reassess those. If a guy presents evidence that those others are lower, but yet he doesn't present any evidence to lower his, we're kind of caught in between. How are we going to equalize, you know?
Well, technically, now I'm going to have to do one of those things because of our time. There is a motion.
I didn't actually make the move, but if we're done talking about it, then I'll make that motion and it'll die and we're done. But if
that's
if
what
it wants to be more issue, then...
Your statement that you gave us said move that. I've taken this to be a motion on your part. Is there a second on this? Or do we go on with... Not hearing a second, this motion dies for lack of a second.
Thanks for hearing it.
I sympathize with it, believe me, Chuck. But, and I, Mama would be very happy if it came through. She could go out and buy some.
Well, I would second it if we could say that that's what we just got through saying we can't do, is that we order the assessor that over the next year or two to go out and reassess every property in Taney County and try to get
they're going to anyway. That part of the agreement is they're going to show up next month or whenever and start the process.
Start some studies to see.
Okay. It's going to be an 18-month process.
I think they need to look at more than 35 houses in one.
No, they're going to do the whole parcel by parcel. They're going to do a complete reassessment. Okay. Is how I read between the lines. Don't you, James?
I read between the lines that, but if there's studies, it's the entire thing. If they do those studies and those studies are fine with these 09 values, they'll have no
authority. And I'll make two comments and then I'll stop, is that I don't believe they'll, after they reassess, they're not going to lower anybody's value. Okay? I personally believe that. I also personally believe with the agreement, they're still not required from a county perspective to release any funds.
You're absolutely the same. Read between the line that I got.
Okay. That's how I just see it. That we still don't guarantee money and that they may not lower the values even though the market shows it should be. And it may be sticking to you, Taney County.
All right, let's go to the agenda.
We've actually put a call into the first three people there on the list, just telling them that it could be delayed. The one that we need to take first is Richard Bonnet, because he needs to leave at 10 o'clock to go to a funeral. So I think we could probably go ahead and call him first, and then we could go to...
331 and 332. He bought, what, two lots?
Bill one. We rebuilt the whole thing.
One in Emerald Point.
Last week was, but not Tuesday.
Okay.
We had new counters.
That's what I
thought. Yeah, no. Okay.
Last week. It's a new bench.
The whole new bench. We built the whole new bench. Dave, you're worried a little bit. It was. Now
hello?
Hi, Mr. Bonnet.
Yes.
This is the Taney County Board of Equalization. I apologize that your call has been delayed here. I know you have to leave at 10 o'clock. Is this convenient to talk to do your hearing now, or would you rather reschedule?
I assume we're only talking about 5 or 10 minutes or so.
That's probably accurate.
Okay, let's go now.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to the chairman, and just to let you know that your appeal is being recorded, and you're also streaming live on the Internet.
Okay, did you get my fax yesterday?
Yes, we did, and it is being put on an overhead projector for the board members to look at.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Bonnet.
Good morning.
How are things up in Iowa?
Well, for the 2nd of July, when you got 60 degrees, why, that's okay.
You're right near Union, Iowa, aren't you?
Yes, within about, well, actually the funeral I'm going to is going to be within about 5 miles of that. Eldora, if you're familiar with it.
Oh, yes. My wife's clan all comes from there.
Is that right? Well, all my children graduated from there, and we spent about 20 years there. And our Grundy Center, which is only 18 miles away, we spent about 20 years here now. So,
well, the
small world.
Yes, it is. Okay, now, you've got two lots that you bought out in Emerald Point. Is that correct?
Right.
And on one of them, you paid $59,000, and the other one, $79,000.
That's right.
Now, was one a lot better lot than the other one, or what caused you to...
Well, I bought the first one way back when it was just original. I was probably the second one that bought any property in Phase 9. The second one I bought later on after it had been in, and this had been repossessed or turned back in. So, and I looked at it, and I felt it was a much better lot than what I had before. We looked upon it as an investment, and we enjoyed it down there. Since then, as you know, what's happened. But the problem I've had with those lots, what I was promised back then has not materialized. And as I wrote a letter to Gary Snayden that said, okay, when I bought the first lot, everything was supposed to be able to be used within a year's time. Everything was bonded, everything was let. And then 5.5 years later, it's still not available. And during that 5.5 years, there's several things that happened. One including a major heart attack and bypass surgery, which precludes me from doing much traveling, and the kids have said they are not as interested in that area as I am. So basically what I'm saying to you is that I've got a lot down there in which there's no access road to it, and been trying to sell it. I give it to, they recommended three real estate agents, two which didn't even want to list it, and the third says, well, here I've got 100-some listings right now, I can't do anything about it. And so as a result, I feel like I've got some property that I paid some value for, and either I've got to wait a long time or it's not worth near as much today. And as I stated in my facts, a couple properties only sold for $15,000, and I've been told that some things are even being foreclosed or in the area $10,000 to $15,000.
Now, there's not a road to either one of them.
Neither one of them, right?
Okay.
They just, I think, I'm being fair now. I think that they finally got the paving done. Either last Friday or the middle of this week. And that's the first time that you could get in there without going in a Jeep or something like that.
Okay. Now, if you were to find an agent to list this property, what would you ask for it?
Well, let's put it this way. If I was able to get what you evaluated before, which is basically $50,000, right?
I think it was
19%, so I gathered it somewhere around $50,000. If you offered me $100,000 for the two of you, to have them.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to do that. I want to keep it and do that, but I keep being chiseled away with taxes and interest and everything else on it. So I'm not sure when the economy is going to come back. If you can assure me the economy is coming back soon, then I'm happy, but I don't know of anybody that's going to assure me that.
Oh, I doubt if any of us can.
Well, that's the reason I say that I would be willing to sell it at year-old evaluation of $50,000.
Yeah. Jim, could you go back to the map?
Put the map back up.
And go to a couple of them all around there, and just I didn't get to look at it while ago. Can you?
Richard, what your application shows, opinion of market value, it appears less than $20,000, but from what you just said, you would be happy at last year's value.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, we'll have to, you know, consider this along with what's happening to the other parcels surrounding it. We will be back in touch with you. You will receive our answer in writing within the next few days.
Okay. Do you have any other questions or things?
No, and I'm going to ask you one person. Did you ever hear of a family named Madole?
McDowell?
Madole, M-A-D-O-L-E.
No,
they've got a
haven't.
The family meets there in that country club at Union once, in fact, next week, I think it is.
Is that right?
Or this week.
Are you coming?
Nope. I'm too busy with this down here. Thank you. Thank you for talking with us.
We have enjoyed the Branson area and so forth, and we have no complaints on what you've done. I guess my biggest complaint is that I'll give you now this is an opinion and it's mine. I think these people do a tremendous job in entertaining. I think they do a tremendous job in selling property and timeshares. And I said this to Gary Snayden. You would help us and help your identity and the people have a faith in you if you turn right around and apply the same selling techniques to resell your properties.
Right.
Because in timeshares, you can't give them away. And the properties, and nobody's wanting them. So I'm just saying, and the real estate people don't have, local real estate people don't have the means to put the effort in things that the original people did. And my suggestion to him was, get all the people down there that sold originally, turn right around and sell these things on resale, and you have a lot of happy people out here. Right now, you don't.
Okay, well, thank you.
I got a question. I see that Jim just brought up Mr. Bonnet's property, and it appears to have a road on Hill Haven. Or is Hill Haven that main road? Is it real low or high?
It's just been finished.
I see.
I mean, it's just finished. I mean, you can't believe how long I've been here and how long this is going to be done.
Okay.
And Gary wrote me back and said, hey, we've had every kind of imaginable thing happen besides the weather, and I've been told that it is now either finished or supposed to be finished this week.
Hillhaven.
Well, it means I've had all this time with nothing. I could not get to it.
If I'm not mistaken, Hillhaven's been in for a long time.
Yeah, that's the main road that comes off of 265, but the picture we're seeing, we may have to look into this. It appears that there's a mobile home on it, doesn't it?
There's some type of structure on the
Okay, let me put it this way. Where my lot is branching off of that main road, it's either the first or second lot, and that's the reason I liked it. And that one, they used that with all their equipment and everything during this whole process. They had their construction people on there and everything else in that area because it's right next to that road.
Thank you. He's enlarged the picture, and I can see what you're saying.
Could you give me that parcel number?
Yes. I mean, that's part of the reason we wanted that lot.
Gotcha.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity to talk to you.
Bye.
I'll make a motion I'll make a recommendation. I apologize. I'm not part of this. You could lower that parcel number 122. To 59.9 as the adjoining parcel, and I can see the reflection on the lot. If you look to the right there, you'll see the power line. It goes right across it, right there with the shadows. And the reason I'm saying this is we've got a lot right directly beside it, 123 valued at 59.9. And this is parcel 122.
Is that the one he paid the parcel what?
I don't know what he paid.
He said he paid $79.9 for it.
And I'd make the same deal, not to lower the other one, leave it the same.
The other one was 59. He paid 59 for the one.
Right, but if you look at the down here on down into parcel 10 and block 9 and block 10, 94, 119, 08 value, 96, 89.9, 99.9, and my recommendation would not be to lower it. And block 10, this is block 9, similar properties.
Well, now, the 59 and the 79 are both appraised at 75.
That's correct. But he bought this 59, and that's the reason they went to the 75. If we've seen the sales at 79.9 and put them on to 75.250. He bought this first one at 59 in 10.03. And if you'll check back in my records, most lots in there was 59,000 back in 03, 04, and 05. But once we've seen sales such as his other lot and these other lots I showed you on this sales list, we moved them up.
So you're saying you would support 59 on both lots then?
No, just on the one with the high line in it.
But that's actually got a paved road next to it, and the other one has no road to it.
There's an obstruction. If you see that high line, we've actually got parcel 123. Wait a minute.
The high line. It's the third of the lot, though, is all, James. No, huh? It's not.
That's not a high line. That is a transfer line that hums like a...
Oh, yeah.
That is a transfer line.
That's the big one.
That big one. And it crosses, I think the poles are on it.
So should we move those other two next to it then? One's across the street?
Well, I don't know. That'd be this board.
Well, to me, if he said that he would, in other words, consider like... $50,000 for each lot. That'd be a proper place to put the assessed value. I mean, the appraised value. He seems to think they're worth $50,000.
Yeah, but there's no proof of that.
Would you consider him a distressed seller, though?
He bought them under distress situation. What he said on there, bought one of them under a distress situation. So I move that we let's take them individually. I move that we lower the one with the power line construction.
Which number is that now?
The parcel number 22, which would be BOE number...
0331.
331.
Oh, no, is it 332?
No, it's 18.000, isn't it?
No,
again,
oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, 22. The next slide.
Right. Yeah, so that. BOE number 332, right, lowered to...
We've already... No, the next one. It would be the one here down here on the end of this trailer house. The next one down. That's right there. Let's see what that says.
Just go by the numbers here.
Yeah.
331 is, what's the recommendation on 331?
See, it's at 89 also, isn't it?
They're both assessed the same value now.
Okay.
75.2.
The one that James said to point to, it's at 89 also.
Yeah.
I mean, 80,000.
It sure is,
whatever.
Hmm? 75. So are we taking them separately? Who made that motion?
I did.
But you never finished it.
The BOE number is 332, by the way, Danny.
What?
The 332. Recommended price of this by the assessor.
That's the one he bought in 05. That's the better lot, supposedly.
Which number? 22 or 18?
332.
332?
Three. He's
made it to
50,000?
No, it's
59.9. No, wait, we're talking to you.
Look
in
at the
in oh, wait a minute. In 332, he bought in 03 for 59,000. 2 years later, he bought the second lot for 79,000.
No, sir. He bought 332.
332
for 79.9 is what he paid for it. Is what he says on his application.
Yeah.
Right. 332. He paid 79. It's been appraised at 59.9 and. The motion on the floor is to leave it at that.
At 59.9.
Second. Kenny, did you keep these are for?
That's the appraised value. Okay.
Dates are sales 7 through 9. Do you have like 5 through 4 through 6 and stuff like that?
I'm sure Jenny does.
Oh. All right, there's that one. Can we put this in the package? What about?
I'd like
we have a motion in a second.
We're just on 332.
Right.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed.
Aye. 401 to 59.9. Now, what about the other one that he only paid 59 for?
I'd like to see it on there and see the surrounding property.
He had that while ago, and they're all at 75.
They're all at 75, and he had, and we've got him at what now?
75.
But that's the least desirable. Doesn't even have a road to it. I mean, to me, that should be less than the other one. If you,
I agree, but then it's our, if our job is to equalize, all those are equal in there.
Yeah. That's the way I look at it also, Dave. And one thing about it, we cannot adjust property from promises from other individuals. That's between him and the other individual. It doesn't have anything to do with us.
Are you guys talking about lowering properties that aren't before
us? No, no, no.
Okay.
No. This is the other lot that actually we believe, personally, it doesn't have a road to it, a paved road to it, and it's valued higher than the other one, but the other one has a high line.
But all the sales of that one showed, and I mean, there's jobs of the block 10 right beside it, all of them are higher than the 75.
I'd like to bring that to the attention of the board that promises made over a phone call has no proof whatsoever to this board that promises were made or anything else. We're to look at surrounding properties and values of sales.
All right, then, is there a
motion? I make a motion to deny his request of lowering the...
Just deny the request.
Yes.
That's BOE number...
What is equal about lowering the one he paid the most for and raising the one that
because
he paid
the assessor said there's an obstruction across the one after investigation by the assessor, and it says his recommendation that we lower it.
We're not equaling to what he paid for him. We're equaling to the surrounding properties.
I can't say that to me. If he said these two lots are really equal, and if one is 59, the other should be 59.
Well, one of them was purchased in 03, Dr. Rowe.
Yeah.
And one of them was purchased recently.
Or five.
We would call it a lot more recent.
That's 4 years instead of 6 years?
And the obstructions on the one, it's a shame he didn't come last year. We could probably lower it.
But he liked the one that had the obstructions? That's...
I guess. And that, too, was an original purchase. He did say that. That's why he let them park their equipment on it and stuff. He said, I'm the first one or one of the first lots bought in there.
So the evidence shows that neighboring properties, that's the proper value, is what it's set up. As high as it may be.
Now, this one, this one right here, we just lowered, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Zero in on the other one, will you?
He's got it highlighted.
He got that one highlighted, the other one.
That's what he's highlighted. Okay.
That's what these are all six pictures, right?
We just lowered that one.
Yeah. Like it.
Where's the other one, Jim?
Right here.
Over there.
There's no presumption that the assessor's value
go right around it. A couple over right near that one.
We have several times, right?
Well, yeah.
That's what we've been saying.
Leave it on long enough to get my eyeballs.
I'll second that motion from Mr. Strahan.
To leave it where it is.
Leave it where it is. Deny the request.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed. This passes 3-2.
I think you're all too
high. But the problem is... If whoever's selling them is getting that price, that's the value.
I agree.
Now, the resale market may be different, but the value is the value based off costs.
I agree.
we run late on this next call also.
Yeah, you know, I think today is going to be a day we're going to have to be pretty flexible. There's a lot of changes today. And this is Mr. Richards. He's here for his 10:15 appointment. He's 15 minutes early. But I suggest we even just go ahead and take him because the other phone calls know that we're going to be late anyway, and they were okay with that.
Okay. Mr. Richards, let's see.
212, 213, and 214, I think.
Where did you find your list? I didn't see my list.
It's on yesterday.
Kenny, the Magnificent, do you have your paperwork for us?
Yeah, get on day four yesterday's. You got it? It's the last page. The day four yesterday's. And what was his number? I lost 212,
213, and 214. First one looks pretty easy.
Okay.
The instructor's not there anymore, James.
All right, Mr. Richards, would you like to get up and state your case?
Sure. Are we at Lincoln?
212.
Sir, can you come up to the microphone? That way we can hear you better. Thank you.
Pretty formidable group here.
Now, we're hearing 212 right now. Is that what the right. chairman is?
Yes, that parcel number right there, yes, that's 212. Yep.
I gave supporting documentation there that has been demolished, no longer exists.
When?
When did that happen?
September, somewhere around September.
Of 08.
Of 08.
So it didn't exist on January 1 of 2009.
Right. I make a recommendation to remove the structure.
I move that we remove the structure.
Off of the BOE number 60?
From BOE number 210212.
Second.
Aye.
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 That was easy.
Aye. It's been removed 5-0.
So you'll get mailed notification, but that means your land value then would be set at appraised value of $5,000 for that lot.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is an empty lot with nothing on it now.
Nothing.
Oh. Gotcha. Okay. So the next parcel, Jim, used its the dash 002. Yeah, that's the one. Or BOE number 213.
Okay, this is property in Merriam Woods. And you say there are two trailers on it?
Mm-hmm. They're about 50 years old, both of them.
Are they rented out now or what?
One is rented out.
One is rented?
Mm-hmm.
Is the other one habitable?
Not yet. It will be. You're working on it. Yeah.
Okay.
But I only paid $10,000 for it, and it's appraised for like a $40,000 home or...
No, it's actually appraised at $13,000.
Oh, is it? Well, I thought it was higher than that.
That's right. The trailers are only...
The trailers are $8,000. The land's $5,200 for a total appraised value of $13,877.
So you're appraised for less than you give for it, sir?
No,
I only gave 10.
You said you gave 10.
Yeah. You gave 10 for the property plus the trailers?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The trailers were already on it.
Mm-hmm. The property is added in. It's $8,000 and...
Well, I don't mind $13,000. I thought it was a lot higher. It said
the total's $13,000.
Yeah, the total's $13.
So it's and the land you're is $5,250.
But then they raised it. But it.
Yeah, it what?
I know, but if you know, when you have a bunch of them, less than 100 adds up to thousands eventually.
Okay, your
means just about $4 or $5 in taxes.
Assessed value. It means $4 or $5.
Oh. Okay. Well. Okay. I don't mind that.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much does it mean exactly, so that we don't misquote the gentleman's?
Went up $80.
Okay. Because I know I got a lot of other assessments that went up that I'm not appealing because it seems fair.
Okay, then I'll make a motion.
You pay $10,000 for the trailers only? Or
for no, for the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle, land and trailers.
Okay.
$13,000 is pretty good guess at something that sold for $10,000.
I mean, that appraised the land at about like the other lot.
Yeah. Okay, well, I can live with that.
Okay, then I'll make a motion that we deny request 060213.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Moving on to the last parcel, Jim, it's the 03 and 214 for us.
Okay, let's. You got a little shack here. It costs $30,000. Did that include the land, too?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it's only being
appraised at $23,000 total.
And you paid $30,000 for it.
Yeah.
So we're appraising it for a lot less than what you paid for it.
Well, I don't mind the original appraisal. I just hate to see them going up.
$260,000 assessed value, Jim. $280,000. What's that? That's the dollar figure on that.
See, in all actuality, our job is to set property at market value. Mm-hmm. About $14. Value, so we could raise that, you know, all the way up to $30,000, mm-hmm. and yet it's only at $23,000 right now.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there then. We don't want to raise it anymore.
It would have $14 to you out of pocket. It's $14.
Okay,
you're lucky. But it's still below. On this one, you're lucky. We're in a good mood today.
I'll make a. Are you satisfied with that?
Sure.
At $23,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
didn't understand how these assessments were quite.
It's based on true market values of January 1 of 2009.
Yeah.
So just going to let you know on this property, we're saying the structure is worth $15,509. The land's worth are appraised at $7,560 for a total of $23,069 total. And I think in 98 you paid $30,000.
Yeah.
So. But your assessed value did go up, mm-hmm. but out of pocket's about $14,
$15. Okay.
Did I hear a second motion down that way?
I made a motion to deny.
I'll second.
Dave second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. So we're going to leave it the way it is.
Okay.
Okay. So,
all right.
Because it's still below the your purchase price.
We removed the structure on the one, left the other two alone.
Okay.
And you'll be mailed documentation.
Right.
On the structure is probably the biggest thing you'll see.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Well, thanks. Thank you all.
It's almost time for. Nope, that's not.
Shall we go to Dwayne Summers first?
Yep. This is the quick one you said?
Want to make a quick note for the BOE. You gentlemen just made four rulings. If we'd roll back to the proposal this morning, it would be far off the state to come in and work this down.
We argued with the guy.
Get us further
very
away from our ratio.
If we would have done that today, it's this morning's motion. Okay.
But I heard somebody arguing that the change in cost was $14.
Okay, Dwayne Summers.
State deals some percentages, right?
This one, I think, is a no-brainer, and it's just a matter that he got into the nightly rental classification. They don't allow them in Tanico Terrace.
I make a recommendation for you guys to just go ahead and do what you request and sell them the nightly rental.
Let's get in.
I move that this be removed from nightly rental and placed into residential.
Second.
Aye.
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 I'm sorry, who made the motion?
I did.
I wasn't here in my post. That was Dave Oliphant, and the second was?
Mr. Strophus.
To change classification from?
Commercial to residential.
Commercial to residential. Let's get him and tell him the news, and we don't even need to talk.
We don't probably need to.
You can call him and say he got changed.
We probably ought to call him since he's sitting around waiting.
Okay.
Can I ask for at least a 3.5-minute recess for a cup of coffee? Since there's nothing on the agenda until 10:30.
We'll get still Julie Cron.
Oh yeah, we still got about two or three phone calls here.
Julie and Andrea.
But you know that would be nice to get a glass of water.
Okay. Take 5 minutes.
Thank you, sir. Play some nice hold music, Jim, on the web for everyone. Maybe somebody the condition of the commission by any strain. That's an oldie but a goodie.